Animal care, a growing issue. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. With so many people, four generations or more removed from personal experience on the farm, understanding what happens on a farm and why can be a big issue for both farmers and the public.
And our message was this. We heard you, HSUS. We don't agree with you, but you made us aware that consumers are much more interested, and we have to re-engage with them to establish a new level of trust between farmers and our consumers.
Jack Fisher is Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau and spoke recently at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 91st annual meeting. Ohio did their own ballot initiative to help protect proven farming practices and to educate the public on what goes on the farm.
How we raise our animals, what we feed our animals, our housing practices for our animals are something that consumers are now interested in. They take food for granted, so they have other things that they are concerned about. We respect that, but it's going to be a much bigger message. It's going to be about all the things that influence us relative to animal welfare.
Ohio Farm Bureau and a broad coalition of state ag groups supported legislation for a ballot measure that would create a 13-member Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board, which was subsequently passed by both the General Assembly and the public on November 3rd. This board oversees standards for how farm animals are treated and includes farmers, vets, food safety experts, local humane societies, consumers, and many others. Fisher says the first step is talking to your farmers.
Be proactive, do something. And that do something should be framed around, first, a thorough discussion with all your farmers in Tennessee. From there, reach out and engage with our consumers about this movement, and then put a plan together that fits Tennessee.
This is Melissa Berniston for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.